One of the most endearing and tiny of all songbirds is the sedge wren. Indeed, of Northland songbirds, only the golden-crowned kinglet is smaller, and of all Northland birds, only hummingbirds are smaller than those two. Sedge wrens are found in pastures, meadows, and fields, usually ones that are sometimes flooded and sometimes very dry. Nowadays, such fields are often mowed for hay in midsummer, and sometimes cows or horses chew up the vegetation or trample it. But apparently, sedge wrens had to deal with problems in their nest areas since long before human habitation, with lightning, fires, floods, bison, and droughts causing problems in past centuries and millennia. So this is an extraordinarily nomadic species. Sedge wrens nest up here in May and June, and in some years like this, July. Meanwhile, by July, they've usually spread to a wider range where they have additional nestings. Donald Kreutzma and other researchers have studied sedge wren songs extensively. The nomadic habits have meant that birds are not exposed to a particular song dialect consistently, and so rather than learn their song by imitating sedge wren vocalizations in their environment, they improvise, each bird coming up with correct sounding but unique songs, whether it's heard sedge wren songs or been raised in sound isolation in a laboratory. I've always felt drawn to these tiny birds. They're attractive in the nondescript, subtle way of wrens, and their song is attractive in the non-musical, high-frequency, subtle way of many grassland sparrows. What sets sedge wrens apart is their bouncy, inquisitive behavior. They're surprisingly assertive and cocky for being so tiny. I think of them as the Danny DeVitos of the bird world. My favorite place for watching them is Port Wing, Wisconsin, along my mother-in-law's driveway. If I make spishing sounds, or even the cheesiest imitations of their song, out they come staring at me and singing and making agitated call notes. Of course, they're so tiny and inconspicuous that even when only a few feet away, I have to look carefully to pick them out among the grasses. But when I have found one with my eyes, it's often been easy to keep it in view for many minutes. When I was at my mother-in-law's with my spotting scope and camera this month, I got lots of photos of a couple of them from many angles. As I usually do, I popped all the pictures up on my blog. I post photos in a small format on the gallery, but if you click on them, you see them enlarged, and some of these fill the whole computer screen. Since sedge wrens really are tiny, and since as bouncy and inquisitive as they are, they're pretty good at hiding, I was really happy to have some good photos. So whether they're singing away with their twangy tunes up here or wintering down in Mexico, I can enjoy looking at them whenever I feel like. Because just like Danny DeVito, seeing these little guys, even on a small screen, always makes me smile. Production of For the Birds is made possible by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.